The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton, and joining me on the podcast today is my podcast producer, Wilder.
Hello, hello, Charlie. The people were missing you on Friday.
On Friday? Oh, yeah.
You weren't here.
I was out.
They was yelling at us like, where's Charlie Cotton?
Really?
He's back.
Really? That surprises me. Oh, my God. I'm flattered.
They couldn't wait to hear your take on the Taylor Swift Tortured Poets Department.
Nice segue, Wild, because the album's getting mixed reviews.
Very mixed.
And it's I'm not sure which way I lean, but they're getting a bit of hate if they are sort of not saying how it's an amazing album.
Yeah.
The reviewers gets a lot of hate.
You can only be on one side.
Right, right. So we'll talk about that. Chris Brown, he is Carmen for Quavo in maybe the most hurtful way.
Honestly, probably the best diss track of the year so far. This is good.
That's what I was thinking.
This is good.
I don't know if we're allowed to say, like, opposite of Taylor. Are we allowed to, like, go, we praise Chris
I know.
Brown?
I don't think you can, like, clap for Chris Brown these days, but, like, it's good.
Oh, man. I loved it, actually. It's okay. Now I'm going to tell you. I loved it. We got an Almost News, which is a pretty spicy one.
Oh.
You like that?
See what you did there.
But to begin with, this is crazy as well. What a day for news.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West punched the wrong guy.
Yes.
After his wife, Bianca Censori, was allegedly sexually assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
Went down at the Chateau Marmont. You go on.
Yeah, we broke this story last week. It went down at the Chateau Marmont where Kanye, a man allegedly... He sexually assaulted Kanye's wife, Bianca, is what we were told. He groped her. He inappropriately touched her, allegedly, like, reached his hand near or under her dress in a very inappropriate way.
Yeah, that's pretty gross thing.
Pretty
to
gross.
Do.
And in response to that, Kanye punched him.
Okay.
As Kanye.
Fair enough.
Sometimes does.
I mean, that seems a fair enough thing. If someone touched my wife, then I think you're allowed to punch him in the face.
Yes. However.
Okay.
We have now learned that Kanye may have punched the wrong twin. These guys look a lot alike.
Yeah, their names are Mark and Johnny Houston, and they actually run and own a couple of my favorite bars and clubs in LA.
Oh.
Have you heard of No Vacancy?
Wait, I have.
No Vacancy?
I've been there.
Good Times at, what's his name? Good Times at something?
I've definitely heard of No Vacancy. I don't know about Good Times. I've been there. I've been at a few Good Time places, though. So.
Oh, man. They're some of the best bars in LA.
Wow.
And so, basically, what these brothers are saying now is no sexual assault went down. They were at the Chateau Marmont, which was really busy that night. One of the brothers bumped into Bianca, and it was just an accident. And then he went to sit down, and then Kanye came out and punched the wrong twin.
Damn.
So maybe there's security footage of this all, of the punch, of the alleged assault. But I just think it's a weird time and place to sexually assault someone at a crowded, popular bar that you're a regular at.
Uh-huh. And like Chateau Marmont, if you're not from or in Los Angeles, this is like a pretty poppin' place. Like,
yeah.
It isn't just like a little alley backway dive bar. Like, there would have been cameras. There also would have been a lot of witnesses.
A lot.
I assume.
A lot. So, I mean, I don't like sort of like questioning a victim in such a bad case, but it just seems like maybe this was a case of Kanye just being Kanye again.
Yeah. And being Kanye, but also having mistaken identity. Still punched the wrong person. Like,
twin, I mean, isn't that crazy?
Imagine a twin just sitting there and then just get socked by Kanye.
Yeah.
What the hell did I do?
No, yeah, because the other twin's probably sitting with him saying, hey, guess who I just bumped into? You'll never believe this.
A sock from Kanye.
And you get a sock from Kanye. Well, I mean, I guess all of this is going to come out because...
Yeah.
the twins or one of the twins. We don't know who got punched and who bumped into. We don't know which one's which.
We don't know.
Same as Kanye. But I mean, all of this will come out, I suppose, because this one of the twins wants to press charges against Kanye.
Yeah, yeah. So police are looking into it. It's not like he hasn't been officially charged with anything yet, but he's at least a suspect in this battery investigation. So we'll see how it goes.
How bizarre.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Okay, on to our next story. Taylor Swift's album, The Tortured Poets Department, is getting mixed reviews.
Yes.
Some critics are scared to say they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, if you praise the album, Taylor will post your name to her Instagram, shouting you out directly as a journalist.
Which is like a little problematic.
I think so.
What she's doing is setting up this like weird web of Taylor Swift, you must like me kingdom.
That's
right. Because what happens is when you write an article and you're talking about how glowing she is, for example, Rolling Stone talked about how great the album was and how it was just very heartfelt and just another display of Taylor's musical prowess. And Taylor then goes and posts the article on our Instagram account. So now everyone's loving this outlet. And
with the journalist's name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like you get a lot of new followers. You get a lot of praise. Taylor Swift fans love you. And on the other hand, publications like NME and specifically Paste magazine are nervous to post negative reviews because in the past, their reporters have got attacked for not being all like, oh my God, album of the year.
Yeah, yeah. So I believe the first round of attack from the Swifties happened in like 2019 when there was a negative review of her last album. So people are afraid of it. And I think that Taylor Swift is kind of like instigating it by spotlighting the good ones because she's like, if you do say something good, I'll post you.
Yeah.
If you say something bad, Swifties.
Yeah, exactly. So Post magazine refused to say who the journalist was when they posted like a negative review. And they said on Twitter, there is no byline on this review due to how in 2019, Paste reviewed Lover. The writer was sent threats of violence from readers who disagreed about the work.
That's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary and it's also like threatening as a journalist to be in a situation where you can't kind of give your unbiased opinion, even though it's a review, so it's kind of a subjective thing. But it's still weird for Taylor Swift fans to come and try to attack people. Like, they're not even that scary.
No, they're not.
What they going to do? Throw a glitter bomb at you? Take away your friendship bracelets? Like, what's the thing they're going to do?
Yeah. What did you think about the album? Because I tried to get into it sort of thing. Like, it does sound like Taylor Swift, but I kind of think, and don't come at me, Swift, I kind of think, like, it's not an evolution of style. It kind of just sounds like her. No track really grabs me, as a lot of her previous tracks do, like, go, oh my God, this is hit. This is, you know, when you're listening to a hit.
Right.
None of the ones really, I thought to myself, okay, this is it.
I give it, like, a solid B.
Okay.
Like, it's a good Taylor Swift album, but that's kind of all it is. Like, it's not, there's no hits on there. There's nothing, like, surprising. They have Post Malone there, but, like, he's been everywhere lately.
And you barely hear him on the song.
He, like, kind of hums and melodies or whatever. So I don't think, and I think kind of a lot of the songs sound the same.
Yeah. Do you think that there's a few Taylor Swift fans out there thinking to themselves, like, I kind of agree, but I'm going to pretend that it was album of the year.
They got to stand 10 toes down with their girl because otherwise, do they get kicked out of the Swiftie kingdom?
I mean, maybe by other Swifties. It's just a strange thing when you just need total, it's almost like, I hate to say it, but like Donald Trump. You need total and adoration and zero, you know, negative anything coming. Yeah. And if that does, you're out. You're out.
Or attacked.
Or attacked. Okay.
Swifties.
Don't come at us, Swifties. Actually, I know if my wife.
I was about to say, you live with a Swiftie. You
don't come at me, Aaron.
Go home today and all your crap is in front of the house.
Yeah.
I heard what you said about Taylor.
Yeah, exactly. The tortured TMZ.
Yeah, right.
Okay, on to our next story. Chris Brown. I say he's got a hit on his hands.
Yeah.
Maybe the best song I've heard from him in a few years.
In a while.
Because he came out with this track called Weakest Link, which is all about Quavo being the weakest link of the Migos.
Mm-hmm.
And one particular thing he says is really striking a chord. He basically says that people wish Quavo died instead of Takeoff.
Yeah, this line was like probably the spiciest line from the entire song. He said, rest in peace, Takeoff. He's the only real one. I got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished that it was you instead. Talking about Quavo. And he starts the song being like, this is for Quavo's B-I-T-C-8-A-S. Like, he started kind of hot. You knew it was going to be spicy. But, like, this line,
it hurts.
It hurts. I think it's a little, maybe unnecessary.
Is there too far in, like, rap beefs, though? Like, you're just saying something. You're not doing something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you, like, wish death on people. But, like, all the other lines in the song, fire, fire.
But this one was particularly hurts because obviously Quavo and Takeoff, they're like cousins.
They were related.
Uncle and nephew,
yeah. So,
and also Quavo was with and next to Takeoff the night that Takeoff was killed.
So when Takeoff was killed, Quavo was there. And there are kind of reports that Quavo instigated the drama that happened that night. So I think that kind of might be what Chris Brown is playing off with his wordplay there. But Chris Brown kind of came at him the whole song. He also talked about smashing Quavo's girl while Quavo was still with his girl. And, like, he didn't specify or say any names, but, like, people on the internet are speculating that that girl was Sweetie.
Yes.
Chris Brown was rumored to have a fling with Sweetie.
Because Quavo boasted about kind of, like, getting with Karrueche, Karrueche Tran, who was Chris Brown's ex.
Yes.
And he was like, okay, you got with my ex. I got with your current.
I got with your girl while she was still your girl.
Right, so, I mean, it's like, none of this is, like, nice stuff.
No.
Doesn't make him a good guy. I just want to say that. But the track is so fire.
Good. It's so good.
The track is fire.
And he ends it with, you just got bodied by a singing N-word. So it's like, I know I'm a singer, but like, dude.
Because Chris Brown's not known as like a rapper.
Nah. I mean, he spits every once in a while, but like, nah, this was bars, man.
What's going on with all like the rap beef these days? It feels like it's back.
It feels like it's back, but I also kind of think people just beefing for fun now. Like,
because what about like Drake and Kendrick and
J. Cole? Like they've been kind of going back and
forth. This was weak though. Their disses were like, what?
They were like, and J. Cole kind of bowed out of that after he dissed Kendrick Lamar.
He took a song down where
he did. He apologized and everything, which like I can kind of respect a little bit.
I think Nicki Minaj kicked off this round of like
with her and Meg Thee Stallion a few months ago.
She came for her so hard.
And it was like brutal. Bigfoot, get up off your good foot and lying on your deceased mother. It was very bad.
Wow, you are a big Nicki fan.
No, I just remembered the song. It was so bad.
But yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this track goes like in the mainstream, like when people really start. I think it'll be played at clubs. Like, you don't want smoke with me.
No, it'll definitely be played at all the strip clubs and all the parties, but I don't know if they'll play it on the radio.
right. Maybe not. You think Quavo will respond to it?
I don't know. I've been talking about that with my homies over the weekend, but it's like he can't. He has to have the hottest track in the world. Otherwise, just don't even respond.
But if you don't respond, then you admit that you've been beaten, basically.
Yeah, he got to fight him.
Yeah.
He just got to fight him. Like he got to whoop his ass, but you can't whoop his ass. Chris Brown tall as hell.
Yeah.
Quavo like my size. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know, Quavo.
just take the L?
Just take the L.
Okay. Almost news time. The Spice Girls. Had a reunion.
Oh, yeah.
At Posh Spice's 50th birthday.
Yes. Victoria Beckham celebrated her 50th birthday over the weekend. And she came in wearing crutches. And remember this morning, I was like, why was she wearing crutches?
And I didn't have an answer for you.
It's okay. It's because she injured her ankle while she was working out a few months ago.
Okay.
So nothing serious. She just had a little bit of an ankle injury.
She still got crutches from a few months ago? That's a big injury.
I know, but she looked amazing. Pretty glamorous.
Yes, and all the girls were there.
All the girls were there. So we got footage from David Beckham.
He's doing a selfie
inside
video.
The party. Yeah,
stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. Hey, you.
I mean, that's a jam.
I kind of love it.
I love that song. I've always loved that song.
I kind of like seeing the Spice Girls every time they get back together.
But, I mean, they haven't been back together since God knows when.
No, it's been a while. But you know how they do those little, like, pop-ups where you'll see them at someone's house or someone's event? Last time we saw them together was when? 2012, I think.
2012, but Victoria wasn't there. Poshmice wasn't there.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
The time before, they were at the London Olympics in, like, the opening ceremony.
Mm.
So they've never really toured as a group since they broke up. Just about.
But it doesn't seem like there is really any animosity between them. Like, we kind of see them together, even if we don't see Victoria. Victoria seems to be the eyeball out. She's always kind of distant from the other ones, but they don't seem to have any beef. So I wonder what's holding up a genuine Spice Girls reunion.
Because in my mind, Victoria Beckham is kind of like the Justin Timberlake. She has been the one holding out on these girls. And then when it finally happens, they all reunite. Guess where it is?
Her birthday party.
Her birthday party.
So now her birthday party goes viral and all.
Right.
Wow.
But like, it's like Justin Timberlake, how it's always like, we'll get the group back together on my terms.
You know I love crapping on Justin Timberlake.
I know.
You just had to bring it up.
Yeah.
No, but I think we'll see something. I don't think we'll ever see a Spice Girls reunion. I think that time has like come and passed, unfortunately.
I don't think Victoria needs it or wants it, or I think she'd be happy to do these little once-offs probably again, but to tour again around the world. Does anyone have time for that?
We need to call in like a Spice Girls expert.
Oh.
Where's Charlie Neff?
We need Charlie Neff.
But where's Charlie Neff when you need her? Literally, because Charlie has been waiting for this moment. And Charlie, you missed it because it reunited.
Oh, no. She's in Utah. She's driving back now. She heard the news.
Shout out to the Spice Girls.
Shout out to the Spice Girls. Thank you very much for joining me today, Wild.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.